been speaking around the country, actually, much more than I ever anticipated. We came for the Hakamas Matzeva of my father-in-law, who was a nephew of the Birkas Shmuel, Rav Baruch Ber, of Kamenetz Yeshiva. And this was his yard site, so the children and their spouses came for the Hakamas Matzeva. But I've been speaking many places in Ivrit, and whenever I say it's a zuchus, it's a great zuchus. So then I wonder, is it Zachar in the Keva? Is it Zuchus Gedolah or Zuchus Gadol? But here I don't have that problem. So I'm not sure what Zuchus is, even according to the Medaktikin. We say Zuchus HaYogein Olenu, maybe it's Zachar, Zuchus Shetei the Mishmer Shalom, maybe it's Nekeva. But in any case, it is a very great Zuchus to be here. The bracha that we make in Birchas HaTorah in the morning has the words, as you all know, V'harev na. Mesikos HaTorah is a special quality of learning. It's a level of learning. V'harev na Hashem Eleikeinu es divrei sarascha b'finu. And then we say, B'fiyos amcha beis Yisrael. Which is a very interesting thing, that when we make this bracha and we have a bakasha, we're never satisfied with the level that we are on, but we're also never satisfied even if we reach the highest levels. When you ask that Torah should be sweet, well, what if Torah is already sweet? It's sweet. I love the Torah and I enjoy it tremendously. There were some gedolim who used to say they don't know why there should be any schar for Torah, for limud haTorah in Olam Haba, when it's so much Olam Hazeh. But when you reach that madrega, you still have to make this bracha, because the bracha speaks about a bakasha that we want that every single yid who learns Torah should feel that way. And very often people learn because they have to, people learn because they're part of a program, but they haven't yet arrived at that moment which is v'harevna, the arevus, the mesikus haTorah. So we ask for ourselves and we also ask for our children and everybody else's children. The Bezes Hashem Yisbarach, I give you my Birchas Koyin, that you always feel that Mesikus HaTorah, and if you're not there yet, it should happen very soon. And even after it happens, you should know that you have an Achrayus to get everyone else to feel that way also, and that's part of our Bakasha. Shenichnas Ador Marvin B'Simcha. The idea of Simcha in Chodesh Adar is a very unique idea, because it is associated with Hester Panim. It's very hard to identify our Tkufa today, but if someone would ask me, is it a time of Gilui Shechina or is it a time of Hester Panim? Ani HaKotan would say that we're still in a time of Hester Panim. We're still in Golos. Even here we are in Golos. Maybe in certain ways the Golos is even harder here. When a person is in Yerushalayim and he sees by the Kaisel the Dome of the Rock, or whatever it is up there with that big gold dome, there's no question that it hurts a lot more than if I'm sitting on Avenue J in Flatbush. Because this is where it's supposed to be and this is where it's at. And this is the place for Klal Yisrael. And when we feel that in our own home we're not completely in our own home, then there's even justification for the language of Nachem, which they used to comment upon. Certain people wanted to change the Nusach. Harir ha-bezuya ha-sheimema me'ein yoshev. But the truth of the matter is, as long as that place is not ours, in the fullest sense of the word, and as long as we are beset by our enemies, and I often think what would happen if we would make peace with the Arabs tomorrow, there would be a tremendous wave of assimilation. Because why should it be any different here than it is in America or in Europe? And that's something to worry about and to wonder about. But we're not yet there. So the Adar month is much more of a month for us than the Nisan month. And the remarkable thing about the Chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Liros Hesatzmo Kilu Yotzim in Mitzrayim is that we actually have to feel that we're still coming out of Mitzrayim. Until the Geula Shleima, we are all still coming out of Mitzrayim. And then there are moments when we are coming out of Mitzrayim that there's more confidence and times that there are less confidence. Purim represents that time where the glory of Klal Yisrael was that in spite of everything they had confidence. And this is the remarkable thing in one line in the whole Megillah. Leich Kanois says Kol HaYehudim V'tzumu Alay V'al Teichu V'al Tishlu Shloshes Yomim Laila V'yoyim V'gamani V'na'arosai Otzum Kein U'v'chein Ovo El HaMelech HaShelo Chados V'chasher Avadati Avadati. You have to think about that pasuk in the following context. The Gemara tells us that Esther Yirakrakas Hoysa, she had a greenish complexion. The Vilna Gaon explains how do Chazal know that? There's no pasuk that says that she had a greenish complexion. Maybe it's some sort of masoira. And he says it actually comes from the pasuk Vati Esther Noseis Chein Be'enei Kol Ro'eha, because Chein, unlike Yofi, is in the eyes of the beholder. In other words, she was charming, but not objectively beautiful. Now, someone who's not objectively beautiful tries their best to look their best, especially when you're going into an Achashverosh, and she says, Ani lo nikresi lavo el hamelech zeh shloshim yom. So she comes into Achashverosh, and how does she look? No cosmetics. Not only that, she fasts for 3 days. You know what a person who's Yirakrakas to begin with should look like after 3 days of fasting? So how in the world does she even have the slightest hava mina that Achashverosh will take a second look at her? And Achaz Dosei Lohamis. So she doesn't stand a chance. So this pasuk tells us a remarkable thing. That Esther was convinced that B'derech HaTeva there's b'chlal no chance. So we rely and we depend completely ach v'rak on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we're going to depend completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the aside of every single Jew, how does he relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Be'ez Sarah, Saim, and Tefillah. And that's why she took those kelim, which the Ribbono Shel'olam has given us, the Koyach of Tefillah and the Koyach of Tzom, the Miyut, the Dami, the Chelbi, and she goes, B'chein Ovoi El HaMelech Asher Lo Yichados. And Asher Lo Yichados is multiplied B'derech HaTeva 10 times over. It's not just that she wasn't called by Achashverosh, but she looks terrible. But that is B'chein Ovoi El HaMelech, with this koyach, that I'm not going B'derech HaTeva. That's how she is going to be successful. And that incredible confidence is reflected in a very interesting halacha, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph says, Chayav Odom Likhoises HaMegillah Balaylo V'lishnoisa Bayoim. A person is obligated to read the Megillah twice. Everybody knows. We read the Megillah at night. We read the Megillah in the morning. Why? So here there's a Machloikas in the Gemara. Each one quotes a Pasuk. Not in the Megillah. A separate Pasuk. Both of them are in Tehillim. And this Mandi Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, quotes a pasuk in Perek Yutes of Tehillim, Elokai Eko Yoimam Veloisane Velaila Velo Dumioli. Yoimam Eko Veloisane. I call in the day, and day always is symbolic of some measure of success, when you still see some sense of Yad Hashem. It's not so terrible yet. Yoimam Eko Veloisane, and you have not answered me. And now it's Laila, which means that the matzav got much worse. And l'chayra, what should set in? Yiyush. And they should give up. They should throw in the towel. They should say, well, kasher avadati avadati. She says, no. V'layla v'lo dumiyali. I am not going to remain silent. I continue to daven. In spite of what I see in front of my eyes, that the matzav is getting worse and worse, I insist that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to redeem us. He's going to save us. He's going to protect us. And you know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a haftocha at the end of Bukhu Kosai. V'abgam zois b'yosem b'eretz oiveyem lo'y ma'astim v'lo'y ga'altim l'chaloysem v'lohofer b'isi itam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will never have that much contempt for them that I will eliminate them and forget about them and break my covenant with them. And so she knows that. And with that koyach, she goes and she says, even if you haven't heard my tefillah until now, I'm going to keep davening and I'm going to keep hammering at the gates and banging until you open them up. And that was the koyach that she came with. Does anyone have a Tehillim here? Any Tehillim will do. I want to show you something interesting. And this is a very remarkable contrast between two kapitlach. One which I think you know much better than the other. You know, it's very interesting about what we know. We know what we learned over and over again. We know it very well. Everybody knows Ashrei very well. How come you don't know necessarily the kapitel right before it or some other kapitel next to it? Because you never say it. It's as simple as that. What you learn, you know. What you chazer, you know better. What you chazer a lot, you know well. Very simple thesis. A very simple equation. It's Kapitel Chav Beis. Lam Natzeach al Ayeles HaShachar Mizmor LeDavid. Ayeles HaShachar is the Kapitel, Chazal tell us, of Esther Amalka. You know how it begins? I mean, after this first pasuk. Keili, Keili, Loma Azavtoni. Why have you abandoned me? The Peledik Eloshim. Rochoik mi Yeshuasi divrei sha'agosi. Sha'aga. Sha'aga is a very strong language of tefillah. Aryeh Yishag, right? The roar of the lion. Divrei sha'agosi. She's crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And rochoik mi Yeshuasi. She doesn't see any Yeshua. The Yeshua seems to be very, very distant. Elokai ekra yoimam v'loisane v'layla v'lo dumioli. And then he goes into a history lesson. V'ata kodosh yoshev t'ilois Yisrael, v'cho batchu avolseinu, batchu v'atfalateimo. You saved them, you protected them, and you saved them. Elecho zo'aku v'nimlotu. They did cry to you, and they were saved. V'cho batchu v'loi voshu. And they weren't embarrassed. What is it to be embarrassed about? But the Torah says when you bang your head against the wall, after a while you look almost silly. You begin to feel stupid. What am I wasting my time for and my koichos? It's not going to happen. Lo boshu. They were not at all embarrassed. V'noichi toilas v'loyish chelpas odom uvzayom kol roa yaliguli. It's a very, 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 I would almost say depressing kapitel. Where you don't see the Yad Hashem at all. But the remarkable thing about the kapitel is that at the end, quite reasonably long, and it continues with all kinds of negatives, called kisvavuni klovin, dogs have surrounded me, a pack of dogs. Adas mereim, people who are trying to do me ill. Hikifuni, they surrounded me. Ka'ari, yodai veragloi, and on and on. Yichalku begadai lohem ba'alivushi apilu gorol. And then it continues to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me. Hatzila micherev nafshi, hashieni mipialye. And then suddenly, asapro shimcha le'echoi, b'soich kohol ahalelecha. Yirei Hashem haluluhu. Those who fear Hashem, praise Him. Kol zera Yaakov kabduhu, give Him honor. V'guru mimenu kol zera Yisrael. Because He never had contempt and never rejected plaintive cry of the desperate people. V'lo histir panav mimenu. Against the pasuk in the Torah. It says, Anoichi hastir astir panai. And she says, lo histir panav mimenu. And the remarkable thing about this kapitel is that as it begins, you would think that the matzav of Klal Yisrael's noir of oyum and has no exit. There's no chance that we will be saved. And then suddenly we daven and we daven and we daven even when we think that it's pointless to daven, because we know it's not pointless to daven. And suddenly we discover that we really have this tremendous bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we discover something really remarkable, that when there is Hester upon him, we can deny the Hester upon him. It's a very, very high madrega of tefillah. You know, when you daven, we daven lifnei Hashem. The Chai Odom says that one of the reasons that you're not supposed to intersect when you're walking between a person who's davening and the wall is because, well, the Pashup chat and what everyone explains is because you're going to disturb the person and break his kavana. But he says besides that, there's another nekuda. We break the connection because you're lifnei Hashem. You're not allowed to walk between the melech and the person who's petitioning him. How can you be lifnei Hashem when there's hester panim? Did you ever think about that? Hester panim anochi aster panai al kol ro asher asa kifana el Elohim acherim. When there's a tkufa of hester panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides. And there's a pasuk mashkiach min achaloinis meitzitz min acharakim. There's an image of a person looking through a bay window. The window is very clear and very wide and very big. And the person looking down on the street can see everybody on the street, but so do the people on the street see him. Masha'in Ken, when you're looking through the cracks, you can see everything on the street because all it takes is one little eye peering out of that crack onto the street. And you can see everything. But they can't see you. Because when they look up, they just see a wall. They just see curtains. They just see Venetian blinds. Koyach HaTfila is that we can go up to those Venetian blinds, pull the blind away, and see the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can create a matzav of Lifnei Hashem in the Koyach HaTfila, and that's exactly what the Pasuk says. B'chabotchu, botchu v'atafal l'teimo, and all of a sudden, you're not in a matzav of Hester Panim anymore. And I think that that's ultimately the pshat of Lehudim Maisa Oira, the Simcha V'Sas and V'Yikar. Chazal tell us Oira Zutaira, and on and on. But the Pasha pshat, Lehudim Maisa Oira, the Simcha V'Sas and V'Yikar. Simcha, I understand, Sasan is a Lashon of Simcha. V'Yikar is covered, they had a lot of covered. What's Oira? Lehudim Maisa Oira. You know what the answer is? It's exactly. He created in a matzav of Hester Panim a matzav of Oira through their tefillah. That was their koyach. And that's really the koyach of Chodesh Adar. The koyach of Chodesh Adar is to show that you are in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. And that you don't allow for the yiyush of Hester Panim to set in. And you never ever give up, no matter what the matzav is. I remember that Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Zichrono Livracha, was once very disturbed. They were saying Tehillim for one of the Rosh Yeshiva, who subsequently passed away. But they were saying Tehillim for his refuah, and the matzav got worse. And a lot of people stopped showing up to the Atzeres HaTfila, because they gave up. And he says, on the contrary, when the matzah gets worse, you daven even harder. And he was upset that they didn't come. Because for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything is possible. And if you really care and somebody's in a situation, you try even harder. If it doesn't work this way, it works that way. That's the Nekuda of Purim. That's really what Purim is. And that's why Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says, that Chayav Odom Likas HaMegillah B'Layel Lishnoisa B'Yoyim, to represent that notion of the Megillah Esther. That the Megillah is really the Koyach of Klal Yisrael. The Megillah is a celebration of Mordechai V'Esther. The Megillah is a statement that the Jews didn't give up and they didn't fall apart. K'nois says Kol HaYehudim, they were Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. And they davened uvechein avoy el ha-melech. I can come all the way into the melech, which has a dual meaning, of course. Because even when this has to upon him, you can almost force the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be megala himself in the sense that I am speaking to you, Hashem. And the noichach of lifnei ha-melech is always there, even in the worst matzav. Even in Auschwitz, you were lifnei Hashem. Ula Biro is the other Mandiyomar. And he says something entirely different about why you have to repeat the Megillah and say it twice. He quotes a pasuk that you're very familiar with. At the end of Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. The pasuk is, L'man yizamercha kovod v'lo yidom, Hashem elokai la'olam odeka. And basically what he's saying is that the repetition one time more is only symbolic of having to repeat it day and night, over and over and over again, because it's never enough. What is he saying? Hashem Elokei la'olam oydecha, I will praise you. That's Hallel. The idea of Hallel is that the 2 days of Pirsumei Nisa, says Ula Biraha, that the Chachomim will koveya as Yomim Tovim Midrabbonon on account of Pirsumei Nisa, right? She'asa nisim la'voseinu b'yomim ahim b'zman hazeh. These days are days of Hallel. And of course, Chanukah is where the Rambam puts the Dinim of Hallel. That's where he puts the Dinim of Hallel. He doesn't put it in Hilchos Yom Tov, which is much earlier in Sefer Zmanim. He puts it Dafka in Hilchos Chanukah. And he tells us all the days. And then, of course, you have a Machloikas in the Gemara. Because we know that we don't say Hallel on Purim. So isn't it interesting? Ula Birah says we repeat the Megillah twice, because the Megillah is expression of our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Lamaisa, we don't say Hallel. So why not? So there's a very, very famous Machloikas. Why not? One man, the Omer, says, because the language of Hallel requires that we should be free of the yoke of our oppressor, and that is not Shaykh when we're still Abdei Achashverosh. Even after everything, we remained Abdei Achashverosh. Akate Abdei Achashverosh Anan. What does the other man, the Omer, say? That the Kriya of the Megillah is Hallel. Kriyasa Zuhilula. And in fact, the Rambam, in Hilchos Megillah, which is also Hilchos Megillah of Chanukah, in the Halachos of, which is Perek Gimel of Hallel, in Hilchos Megillah of Chanukah, he writes, V'lo tiknu Hallel bepurim, shekriyas ha-Megillah hi ha-Hallel. So the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, of Hilchos Chanukah, which is Chanukah, Megillah v'Chanukah, he says that they were not obligating us in reciting Hallel because we already say it through the Megillah. And that's what Ula Birah was saying. And Ula Birah emphasizes an entirely different aspect of the Megillah. And he doesn't emphasize what we did, meaning in the sense that we still had bitachon in Hashem no matter what we saw in front of our eyes. No matter the gzeir of l'ashrin alaga arbeg, we still trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us. But rather, we emphasize the Yeshua itself, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. And that we should have said Hallel over and over again. But Purim is only so much, and the Mikra Megillah is the Hallel. There's something that bothered me tremendously for many, many years. And that is, how is the Megillah Hallel? Now, of course, obviously, I don't mean the Megillah doesn't say, praise Hashem, praise Hashem. We understand what they're trying to say, that the Megillah is Hallel. That there's an implicit Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what bothers me is, how could you have a Hallel without the name of Hashem even once? If you open up Hallel, and all of you know Hallel Ba'al Peh, if you open up Hallel, there isn't a Pasuk without Hashem's name. And if it doesn't have Hashem's name, the next Pasuk has it twice. Hallel Abdei Hashem, Yishem Hashem, Mevorach Me'atovi Adolam, Mehul Ol Shem Hashem, and on and on and on, Hodol Hashem Ki Tov, Hallel Hashem Kol Goyim, Ona Hashem Oishi Ona, unbelievable. Because that's what Hallel is, to praise Hashem. So if Esther is making a Hallel here, which the Gemara says, Kriyasa Zuhilula, which Ula Birah implies, L'man Yizamelcha Hashem Elokei La'olam Oydecha, how can you write a Megillah without the Shem Hashem? And I think the answer is very poshut. Esther, Beruach HaKodesh Nemra. So she gave us the text, but she left spaces. You don't see the spaces. You don't see the spaces, but she left spaces in the Megillah, and when we read the Megillah, we are writing the Megillah bevas achas as we hear it, as we read it. And you know what we do? We say that Achashverosh made a party because Hashem wanted it to happen. And Haman made a gzeira because Hashem wanted it to happen. And Esther was chosen because Hashem wanted it to happen. He's makdim the refuah to the makkah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that Achashverosh has insomnia. And that Haman should get crazy, lo yichrav lo yishtachav of Mordechai. And that the she should invite them to a party and he should be neufel al amito. And on and on and on and on. What it means, in other words, is that part of our kriya is to create it into a halel. And that's the idea of kriyasas lilula and laman yizamer chachavad v'lo yidayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is looking to see, how are we going to read this story? Is it an oriental despot that coincidence upon coincidence, look what happened? Or is it that the Yad Hashem in times of Hester Panim is crystal clear in every movement, at least in retrospect? So this, I believe, is a remarkable machlokes between Lula Bira and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. What is the truck? What is the essence of Mikra Megillah? And of course, both are true. The Megillah, on the one hand, celebrates the fact that we have ability to see the light in the darkness. And we are confident in the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're willing to daven even when it's so bleak. You know, there were people that were davening even as they were walking into the gas chambers. And they weren't just davening. Shachris Mincha Arvis. Unbelievable. How could it be? Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You have all these philosophers, quote unquote, I would add the words Yimach Shmon, that all saying God is dead. And these Yidden are davening. In Auschwitz they're davening. Hayitoche. That's the koyach of the Megillah. And then there's the other idea of Ula Birah, that it's a hallel. A hallel in which I am obligated to put the Shem Hashem into every pasuk. I want to suggest and discuss one other thing, a pshat in the Rambam. And it's very totally in the girsa of one letter. One letter mamish. The Rambam describes the mitzvahs hayoyim after, besides and other than the Mikra Megillah. And he says, of course, that there are three mitzvahs besides Mikra Megillah. And he says, Keitzad Chayvas Suda Zu, there's a Suda which is called a Mishta because the Iker is Yayin. Keitzad Chayvas Suda Zu, Sheyoichal Boso V'Itakin Suda Noa Kefi Ashatim Tzayodai. V'Shoyse Yayin Ad Sheyishtakeo V'Yeirodein B'Shichus. Then he adds, V'chein chayav odem l'shloyach shtei manas shal boso shnei minei tavshel o shnei minei oichlin l'chaveroi. Sh'neema o mishloyach manas ish l'reyu shtei manas l'ish echad. V'chol amarbe l'shloyach l'reyim mishubach. And then he says, V'chayav l'chalik l'aniyim b'yoyim apulim ein pochos mishnei aniyim noisin l'chol echad matona achas. Oy mois, oy minei tavshel, oy minei oichlin. Shenemar u'matonis le'avyoinim, shtei matonis, one each to shnei aniyim. And then the Rambam says in Halacha Yudzayin of Perek Beis, an incredible idea. The Rambam is asking, if you have a kiyum of kol amarba reza mishubach in all three, where would you give your money if you had extra money? To which mitzvah would you apply the Marba HaReza Meshubach? Suuda, Mishloach Monos, or Matonis Levyoinim. So if somebody would have asked you, which mitzvah, what would you say? Just your muskul rishon, what would you say? Matonis Levyoinim. Why?
They need more money.
Because they need it. But speaking in terms of mitzvahs, why? Because Matonis Levyoinim, besides everything that has to do with Purim, is also what? It's tzedakah. Avada givis, it's tzedakah. No one suggested that giving matanos levyonim is not tzedakah. Maybe it's more than tzedakah. Maybe there's a mitzvah purim aside of tzedakah. And maybe because of that has certain different nuances. But avada givis, if you give to an ani, any time it's tzedakah. If a person's makel the ani is part of simchas yomtiv, it's also tzedakah. So we would have expected that the Rambam, who does say mutav laharbus b'matonis levyoinim, should say, because besides everything else, you're mekayim another mitzvah, which has associated with it unbelievable important things, which the Rambam himself describes in the 10th Perek of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. But the Rambam doesn't say that. In Halacha Yitzayin of Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah, he says, Mutav la'adam laharbois, b'matonis avyoinim mi laharbois b'su'udosoi u'bishloyach monos l'reyav. Even though there, both of them have a mitzvah of kolam arba reizim meshubach. Why? She'ein sham simcha gedoyla umfo'ara elo l'sameach leiv aniyim v'yisoymim v'almonos v'geirim. Whose simcha are we talking about? She'ein sham simcha, whose simcha? The noisein of the matanos l'avyoinim or the mekabel? Whose simcha is he talking about? She'ein sham simcha gedoyla umfo'ara elo l'sameach leiv aniyim v'yisoymim v'almonos v'geirim. And the Rambam continues and finishes with this incredible line. She ha-misameach leiv ha-umlolim ha-elu dome l'shchina. She ne'ama l'hachyos ruach shfolim u'lahachyos leiv nitkoyim. A pasuk in Yeshayo Perek Nun Zayin. We don't know what the Rambam's saying. The Rambam says it's better to be marbe because there's no greater simcha than to be mechaya, to provide for, and to be misameach leiv aniyim v'yisoymim v'almonos v'geirim. And then he says, why? Because a person misameach them is doymer l'shchina. What's going on? Interesting that the Chafetz Chaim quotes this Rambam kimat word for word, but he doesn't quote it letter for letter. What I mean to say is that instead of saying sheha misameach, which is an explanation to the previous words of the Rambam, he says it as a separate idea, v'ha misameach. In other words, the Chafetz Chaim is writing that the Rambam says, it's a quotation from the Rambam, that there's no greater simcha than to be misameach aniyim avyonim, and besides which, as if to say, and furthermore, if he's misameach them, he's doymed l'shchina, which is a wonderful thing. Because it says, "Balachta b'drachov, mahu chanun afatoch chanun v'chulei v'chulei." But that's not what the Rambam says. If the girsa is shin, sheham is sameach, the Rambam is giving an explanation for this whole idea. The Rambam is saying that it's not a mitzvah tzedakah. That's not the point. Because the question is, Simchas Purim has three inyone simcha. My simcha. That's the chiddush that I would like to suggest to you. A person is supposed to be sameach on three different levels on Purim. The first one is very physical. He drinks. He has a mishta. He has a su'uda with yayin. Ache yeroden b'shichrusa. That is my simcha. You enjoy drinking. You enjoy the su'uda. Yemei mishta v'simcha. Then there's the simcha of being nice and friendly to people that could have millions of dollars. But the idea is that you show that you care about people, that is ma'ora, tremendous simcha, not just in the recipient, but in the noisein. A person who gives is happy that he gives. But when you're with your friends, it's very easy to give. First of all, it's always reciprocated. But besides that, he's my friend, he's my colleague, he's my neighbor. I'd rather give this, I'm happy to share with him. But it's your simcha. But then there's a third simcha. And the third simcha is to make aniyim happy. And the Rambam says that that simcha is a greater simcha for the noisein than either eating and drinking or giving to his friends. Because with that way, he becomes doymet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what I'm suggesting is that there's no greater simcha than to be doymet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, there's one mitzvah of the three that makes you doymet Hashem. Eating and drinking is not going to be doymet Hashem. Even giving mishloach manos and shluyeh is not doymet Hashem. But misameach aniyim ve'evyoinim is doymet Hashem because Hashem is misameach aniyim ve'evyoinim. And memela, lahachyos ruach shfolim, lahachyos leiv nitkoyim. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah. Why is it the greatest simcha when I'm doymet to the Shechina? Do you ever see a chiropractor, you go, somebody has, his bones are all misaligned. And he says, that's why you have trouble with your legs, and that's why your knees hurt you, and that's why your shoulder aches. So what does he do? He's going to realign you. He's going to make everything go in a straight line. Your whole spine is going to be perfect. And then all your Evarim will function properly. You'll have a perfect center of gravity. The Neshama is yearning to be one with the Shechina. And the way we are one with the Shechina is when we are doimed to the Shechina the most. And the simcha of a person that is in that level of perfection, to be doimed to the Shechina, is the greatest simcha that a human being can have. Between the Shurais, the Rambam is a tremendous Mutter Shmuz. Because the Rambam is telling you, everybody's looking to be happy. The whole world is trying to be entertained. Everybody's looking for that thrill, for that fix. Some people have it with this entertainment, some people have it with drugs, some people have it with all kinds of other things that shouldn't be mentioned in the yeshiva. But Lamaisa, whatever it is, everybody's looking for that high, everybody's looking for that thrill, everybody's looking for that moment where they can lose themselves in some excitement. Because that is their definition of simcha. And the Jew, says the Rambam, he looks to be doima l'shchina, and that is his definition of simcha. And the Rambam says, if you have a choice, because Purim is Yemei Mishta v'Simcha, then you are marba in that which gives you the most simcha. That's what I want to suggest is the pshat in this Rambam. That not because it's better for the Ani. It's better for you if your goal is to achieve simcha, which is what Purim is all about. So that's the Rambam's Lashon. Mutav la'adam laharbos matanos lavyonim laharbos b'sudoso u'b'shloach monos l'reyov. Shein sham simcha gedoyla umefa'ara ela l'sameach leivaniyim v'yisomim v'almonis v'geirim. Sheham esameach leivu umlolim ha'elu doyme l'shchina. Shenem alach yisruach shvolim l'hach yis leiv nitkoyim. So in the end, I think we covered a lot of ground, but l'maisa, I think that the yisoid ha'yisoid this is, the more we are doyme t'shchina in all of these ways, and most of them, interestingly enough, seem to be bein adam l'chaveiroi. The more we are sholem, and the more sholem we are, the more we are b'simcha. We're looking for opportunities for ivdu es Hashem b'simcha all year long. It's not just Purim. And the opportunity is to be doimed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I give you a birchas koyin, as it should be the same v'harevna, over and over, greater and greater, more and more, and that we should try our best to be doima l'shchina and to be besimcha atzuma all the days of our many, many years. Slacha Rabbah.